It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. For this week's theater review, theater critic J. Wynn Russick has gone rustic. She's ventured to the meadow adjacent to the Evergreen House in North Baltimore to catch the Baltimore Shakespeare Factory's production of Julius Caesar.
There are two striking non-traditional elements in the Baltimore Shakespeare Factory's production of Julius Caesar. First, it's set at the time of the American Revolution. And second, although almost all of the characters are men, women play more than half the roles. The reason for the changed time period, to paraphrase director Chris Cotterman's program notes, is that the story of Julius Caesar was distant but relatable history to Shakespeare's original audiences. So why not create a similar link, okay, not quite as distant, that would resonate with American audiences? Baltimore Shakespeare Factory is dedicated to, quote, recreating the experience that Shakespeare's audiences would have had. I can't say how relevant his audiences might have found the hubris of the title character, the presumptive king, but I suspect it might touch a chord with audiences here. Having women play a number of male roles, as men, is nothing new for the Shakespeare Factory. But unlike last summer's all-female Henry IV, in this case the casting appears to be more gender-blind than an effort at a political statement. Anne Shoemaker plays Caesar, at least initially, as a fairly reasonable leader. But as we hear in Caesar's final long speech before his death, his self-aggrandizement builds.
The skies are painted with unnumbered sparks. They are all fire, and every one doth shine. But there's but one in all doth hold his place. So in the world 'tis furnished well with men, and men are flesh and blood and apprehensive. Yet in the number I do know but one, that unassailable holds on his rank, unshaked of motion. And that I am he.
Almost from the start, Shannon Ziegler's Brutus is unusually calculating and angry, in all but his tender scenes with his young servant, Lucius. In the assassination scene, Ziegler's Brutus doesn't just deliver the final blow, he stands face to face with Caesar, then slits his throat. Caesar initially defends himself with sword and dagger, though I'm not sure how he remains standing after being repeatedly stabbed. The fight choreography is by Tegan Williams. In the meadow at Hopkins Evergreen Museum and Library, where this production began its run, Ziegler stood on a hillock to deliver Brutus's post-assassination speech to the populace. The theatergoers become the populace, and Cotterman's direction reinforces this by having some of the actors stand and respond in the audience. The tactic becomes increasingly effective when Fred Fletcher Jackson, as a shrewd Antony, takes Brutus's place and delivers Antony's famed funeral oration.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones. So let it be with Caesar.
Fletcher Jackson is a stalwart, determined Antony, a true friend of Caesar's, although he too becomes a bit taken with his own power. Many of these subtleties were difficult to appreciate in the outdoor Evergreen setting, where actors who are not mic'd often fought a losing battle with noisy choruses of crickets and overhead airplanes. When the actors spoke with their backs to the audience, the situation got even worse. These problems presumably will decrease this weekend, when the production moves indoors to the company's permanent home at St. Mary's Community Center in Hamden. Julius Caesar is one of the most frequently taught Shakespeare plays, but it's not one of the most frequently produced. The last production I saw was also in an election year, 2004. The Shakespeare Factory's Julius Caesar isn't the most polished I've seen, but 12 years later, the themes of battling for power, baiting the citizenry, and recognizing an honorable leader are once again timely, thought-provoking, and American.
The Baltimore Shakespeare Factory's production of Julius Caesar continues Friday through Sunday indoors at St. Mary's Community Center in Hamden and outdoors at the beautiful Bordy Vineyards in Baltimore County. We've got a link to all the details on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. J. Wynn Russick will be back again next week with a review of Hand to God at the Studio Theater in Washington. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. We're going to take a quick break for news, and when we come back, I'll be joined by Lawrence Jackson. He's written an interesting essay in Harper's Magazine reflecting on Freddie Gray and the causes of the riots and uprising last year. Stay with us.